The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
How are we back here on a Monday? How is it Monday already?
Fighting to get to that weekend. Just fighting to get to that weekend, and it's already gone.
And it's over.
What was that fight even for? Was it even worth it?
Now we have to fight all over again. Dang it. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
First talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Maria, usually calling from Cupertino from a frozen hockey rink. But today I'm calling from Getxo, which is in northern Spain. It's beautiful out here. I wanted to wish my husband, Dave, a happy belated Father's Day. I was traveling yesterday, so I didn't get to spend the day with him and our boys. So, yeah, happy belated Father's Day to everyone. Have a good day.
Wow.
Boy, that sounded, did you hear the birds chirping
it
back there?
It's beautiful.
Sounded awesome. There. Listening all the way from Spain. Like, what time is it even there? Like, how would you even figure that out? Like, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. The internet.
Just Google it.
Did she say Getxo, Spain?
Yeah.
Jess, care to take a crack at spelling that?
Oh, God. Can you say it in a sentence?
I just did. Care to take a crack at spelling the town Getxo in northern Spain?
I'm going to go ahead and say G E C. G-E-T.
Oh, no, it is G-E-T. Sorry.
G-E-T. Oh, okay. G-E-T.
Uh-huh.
C.
That's where I knew you'd go wrong.
G-E-T-I. I don't know.
Is there a J in it?
I've got, now look, maybe there's multiple different Getxos, but I got G-E-T-X-O.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you would have never gotten that, Jess.
Yeah, no.
Second talk back of the day?
Sure.
Good morning, JV Show. Selena, Jess, Graham. Happy Monday. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz, longtime listener. Driving a box truck from Santa Cruz all around the North Bay today. But hope everybody has a happy Monday and love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Would you guys rather be in Getxo, Spain, or driving a box truck around the North Bay today?
Getxo,
Spain.
I'd rather be in Spain. Like,
yeah.
Who would pick driving a box truck?
Wow. Well, look, she was all excited.
Over a vacation to Spain?
Happy Monday, and then you just totally took a dump all over her day.
Sorry. No offense.
I'll take the box. Truck.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Okay. We have so much winning today. We got tickets for Post Malone. That's going to be all week, 7:30 inside the JV Show's Yip Nope game.
Nice.
Then 8:20, we have your single day tickets to Outside Lands.
Woo, woo.
You pick the day that
really?
You want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all this week, we are getting people qualified to win another 4-pack of tickets to see the Giants play.
Let's go.
There is
this
so
is
much
be a good week.
By the way, if you want to win tickets for the Giants.
Yep, you just leave us a talk back. So can they do it right now already?
Yes.
Why the hell not?
Do it right now. Let us know who you would take with you to the game. And you have the chance to win 4 tickets to their game that's coming up on June 24th at Oracle Park. Good luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
4!
The 4 things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The successful No Kings protest took place on Saturday. Tens of thousands showed up to protest in San Francisco, Oakland, too. I know in the city, businesses were boarded up as a precaution, but everyone made it a peaceful event. So good job, guys.
Would you look at that?
Yes, SFPD said there were no arrests.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much the sentiment that I gathered from the millions of people that took to the streets nationwide. It was an eventful weekend for the San Francisco Giants. Unfortunately, they lost 2 out of 3 games to the Dodgers in L.A., so they now trail them by 2 games for the lead in the NL West. But the Giants also pulled off a pretty massive trade. Yesterday, they got all-star slugger Rafael Devers from the Red Sox in exchange for pitchers Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks and 2 other players. Devers will now hopefully give the Giants offense a much-needed boost.
Nice.
Go Mets.
Some
Go
morning
Mets.
Clouds that will clear up for most...
Okay.
Here we go.
Like, what day is it? Am I doing the right weather report? Let's find out. Let's go out live to our weather woman on the street.
Right. It's really windy right now, so I can't think.
Got it.
Some morning clouds that will clear up for mostly clear skies today. A bit breezy. Oh, my gosh.
Monday is Mondaying over here. Let's see what.
Okay.
Let's go out live to our weather person, Jessie, who's live out on the streets right now with all the latest details on the storm.
Thank you, Graham. Today, we'll see some morning clouds that will clear up to reveal mostly clear skies today. It'll be a bit breezy. Winds will be at about 10 to 20 miles per hour, and temperatures will be in the mid 60s to mid 70s.
So tough about that. Hey, Virgo besties. Hey. Your day today is going to be a 9 with energetic Mars about to enter your sign. Your ability to spark positive change is at an all-time high. Keep being you. The ripple effects will be beneficial for everyone, yourself included.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What happened over the weekend, Graham?
All right, so this is going to be part something really gross, so, and part rant. So during the rant part, this is where you should finish eating or whatever, because then the gross part's going to be after that.
Ew.
So last week, I had to take my kids to their dentist appointments, and oh no, cavities. My son Ford had one. My daughter Quinn had two that they want to fill, and then a couple more that they're going to, you know, keep an eye on, which is like the worst feeling in the world. Selena, I don't know if you've experienced this. It's the worst feeling as a parent because the dentist is just sitting there shaking their head at you like you're some kind of monster that's just letting them brush their teeth with gummy worms or something. It's like that's not what it's the judgment. They just sit there, the judgment. I don't need that. I feel the second you say there's cavities, I feel like I've failed them. I don't need you shaking your head at me. Like, knock it off. And it's just, it's frustrating. And in this instance, it was incredibly frustrating because the 6 months prior to that, their appointment before that, I left there. We were like dental heroes. I was damn near signing autographs to the dentist on the way out because, like, oh my God, their teeth. Oh, they look perfect.
Were immaculate.
Everything is great. They said my daughter Quinn's teeth were amazing. They're like, just whatever you guys are doing, just keep doing it. That's what they said multiple times. Just keep doing it. They even wanted to put her dang teeth into the brochure. They asked if they could take pictures of them to put in the brochure for their dentist's office.
What?
So we're getting pats on the back and they're throwing flower petals in the air on our way out from that visit, right? And it's like, just keep doing whatever you're doing, just keep doing. Well, guess what we did? We just kept doing whatever we were doing.
Obviously you didn't.
And then we come back this time and it's like, what the hell is wrong with you people? You just let them eat a mouthful of Skittles before bed? No, wow. We kept doing exactly what we were doing.
Well, there goes her teeth modeling career.
Exactly. They're probably going to take her out of the brochure. But I don't need to be sitting there with the dentist shaking his head at me like that. Knock it off. I already feel worse, bad enough. Okay, that was the rant part. And hopefully you had time to finish your breakfast.
I'm nervous for the gross part.
Yeah, so the moral of this story was, you got to be doing more flossing with the kids. You knew that was coming, right?
Oh, no.
Okay, sure. I'm going to do some more flossing. So on Saturday night, I'm getting ready for bed, and it's time to floss. So I use one of those little, like, flossing tool things. It's like the two-prong things. Selena's looking at me like, I haven't flossed my teeth in a decade. I don't know what the hell you're talking
like
about.
Like the pick, like a floss pick thing?
Yeah, and then the floss goes between it. Yeah. It's got the two-prong. Okay, so that's the easiest way to floss somebody else's teeth. I'm not sticking my whole hands in their mouth. I can't do that. So I'm using the little thing. Ding, 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 ding. My son Ford, easy. And he just lost a front tooth even easier. There's one less
huge
spot.
Huge gaps.
spot to have to floss. Then I have my daughter, Quinn. And yeah, maybe her teeth are tidying up a little bit. And I'm digging in there. I'm like, whew, there is some. I see why we need to be doing some more flossing. Because, you know, there's some stuff coming out of there. Well, the floss gets kind of wedged in between, you know, one of the teeth. And on the way up, it's like, it's not coming out of there. So then I'm pulling on it and it goes, dink. And whatever it got out of there shot straight into my eye.
Ew!
Are you serious?
Just like, oh, my eyes are wide open and I'm right next to her mouth. Obviously, I'm doing the bink, and now you realize why the dental hygienist and everybody wear the protective glasses and
stuff.
They
got the bifocals on.
Because this thing and whatever that chunk of whatever.
Were you able to identify what that chunk was?
No, I don't know. Ew. It was something that probably been decomposing in there for the better part of the last 6 months since I got my last, you know, champions celebration at the previous dentist appointment. Well, that thing hits me straight in the eyeball, right? I don't, so I look in the mirror, I don't see it.
That is so gross.
I don't know what it is. Okay, whatever. I just go, you know, go about, you know, the rest of the evening. I get them in bed. Kate and I watch the Summer House Reunion Part 2. Great, by the way. And then the next morning, you guys, I wake up, I can't open my eye. The thing completely crusted thing was that shot into my eye was like a bacteria party, and it just had a full-on party in my eyeball overnight, and the goop and the gunk in my eyelid just completely that's how I woke up on Father's Day. I was like, open my eye. I don't know what's happening, and it was all because of that thing that shot out from between my daughter's teeth.
Ew, that is so
square in the eyeball.
I don't know how you wouldn't rinse your eye after something like that, though.
Yeah, but it's like I rub my eye, you know, and like, I don't know. It's parent mode. You're just doing other stuff and you're wrestling the kids and
is it
chasing
better
around.
Is it better now?
Or do you and I told my wife, I was like, man, I think I have like pink eye or something. Like, it didn't strike me at first, like, why I couldn't open my eye. And I was worried, you know, that I had something. I'm like, I'm going to need some drops or something. I didn't end up doing anything. And went swimming.
Oh,
in,
no. You went swimming instead. Perfect.
I went swimming at pool yesterday. I figured the chlorine would kill anything. Yeah, I'm good as new today. But,
okay, so it worked.
But yeah, whatever that was, it worked.
No, but, you know there's a sty developing under there now.
Probably.
Oh, Graham, and you're already kind of prone to sty.
I am sty prone. I'm a hashtag sty survivor.
Yeah,
hashtag
you had to
Napa
get
strong.
One surgically removed before.
What? Yeah, they had to stick a needle
like,
right
cut
through
him
it.
Open.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was
oh
terrible.
Oh, gosh. And even knowing that, you're careless about your vision?
Yeah, maybe. Well, next time I'm flossing my kids, I'm going to put on a pair of safety goggles or something.
You have your construction ones.
Yeah, I'm going to put those on. I'm going to put those on next time. But that's just a little warning to all the parents out there. One, you should be flossing your kids more so that Dennis isn't shaking his head at you. And then two, wear some protective eyewear.
That is so disgusting. But thanks for sharing, buddy.
It was disgusting.
You parents go through like so much.
It's the worst.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Graham, you were just talking about taking your kids to the dentist.
Yeah, my daughter had a couple cavities and the dentist just shook his head at me all upset. And there's two of them they want to fill and a couple more they want to keep an eye on.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Evan from Benicia. You guys are talking about dentists and Graham's children and cavities and all that. Do you have to worry about cavities? With baby teeth, aren't Quinn's teeth going to fall out anyways? I don't have any kids. I was a kid once, but I don't remember. Do they still fill cavities for teeth that are falling out? I don't know. Anyways. Have a great week, y'all.
That's a good question.
I wonder about that a lot, but I didn't want to ask the dentist that because he was already shaking his head at me, and I knew that was going to be a question. He was going to be like, oh, of course we fill them, you know, or whatever, because this is a business. Want to make more money. Yeah, you would think some of them, they'd be like, that thing's probably going to fall out pretty soon.
You
Who
said
cares?
That your kids have a couple of cavities. They didn't schedule a follow-up to have those filled, so maybe they don't.
No, I said the two that they are going to fill and a couple that they're just going to keep an eye on.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
No, I have a follow-up appointment in a couple weeks for them to
yes.
fill those suckers. So I think they do.
Yeah, but it makes more sense to just let them rot and fall out.
But the logic would tell you like, yeah, just let those ones
right.
work their way out quicker.
Interesting.
That's probably not logic. But,
yeah.
You know.
No. Makes sense to me.
Right.
All right. A new thing coming to Starbucks.
Yeah, you guys, they are entering the protein wars. Did you guys know there's a protein wars going on?
I didn't. I didn't know that was a thing.
You've been warned.
Who are they fighting against?
Everybody, because everyone's trying to put protein into everything. Protein is the it thing, you know? There's got to be protein.
I had no idea.
What are you having in your smoothie over there? You didn't add the protein? You got to have the protein.
Right.
Everything is protein. Protein bars, protein this, protein that. All right, so they are going to be offering a cold foam topping to their drinks that is protein infused.
Oh.
They're going to be offering this coming up. Their trial that they're going with right now has a banana flavored foam and it has 15 grams of protein and they have that on top of a sugar-free vanilla latte. How does that sound, you guys? A little banana flavored foam?
That sounds gross,
packed with protein,
honestly.
On top of a latte?
I'd be happy about the protein part, but yeah, I feel like it might not taste
banana
the best.
Banana flavored?
Well, banana flavor is usually good, but
yeah. In your latte?
Oh, yeah, I try it.
No, I'm a pass. This is a hard no for me.
Okay, but get rid of the banana flavor. What's just vanilla?
Better. Okay, that's doable.
Well, you know they're going to have one of those. They're going to have your basic flavors. That's just one of the taste offerings that they're having a trial run up.
I just
right
don't
now.
Want my coffees turning into a protein shake.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, but you can get your protein at the same time as getting your coffee. Like, what's not to like?
I'd rather get them separately.
The taste. The texture. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I could go either way. I want to try it and see what it tastes like. If it's significantly altering the flavor and the, you know, just the quality of the coffee, I'll just stick with regular old coffee.
Yeah.
But if it's really good. Why not? And I get an extra 15 grams of protein? Sure. Yep. Starbucks barista, put a squirt of your protein on top of there.
Ew, can you say that?
Is that so weird?
Well, that's
Ew.
What they're doing.
That sounds so gross.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, but when you say it like that, now I don't want to try it.
It's weird that they take it to the back room. It's like, can I watch you prepare that out here?
Is this available now?
This is just it's just a trial run, this is going to be hitting stores, you know, nationwide. Yeah.
A lot of changes coming to Starbucks.
Yeah, the new CEO is really shaking things up.
Yeah, it's something new.
Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
Sure.
So, have people already started using fireworks in your guys' neighborhoods? Because it's already started for me.
Already?
Yeah.
For the first time ever, I haven't really been hearing that.
Oh, you just jinxed it.
I know. But do you remember there was that one year? There was one year where for like months in advance and months after
the 4th.
And it was just going off every single night.
It went all the way
to
Christmas that one year. What was the deal with that?
I don't
know. Is there some
large
fireworks surplus or something?
Everyone's like, no idea.
Well, we got to use them. We better use them this year.
Oh my gosh. I'm already hearing them and I'm like, we have 2 weeks before 4th of July. Just hold on.
But there's been other things to celebrate, and things to protest and things.
Maybe
that's there's other reasons to get them out.
That's true. I do like that, but it scares my cat. My poor little cat goes under the bed because she hates fireworks, and I don't know how to tell her, hey, it's fine.
Maybe these were like graduation fireworks or Father's Day fireworks, and you're just like raining on everyone's parade.
Yeah.
Let people celebrate. Why can't we celebrate and have fun?
It wouldn't be so bad, but having a pet is the one thing that makes it bad. Because, yeah, anytime the fireworks go off, my dog starts growling and then barking. And then you finally calm her down. And then,
it happens again.
Then the next round shoots off and you go through that same process all over again. And you're like, well, there goes my entire night's sleep.
At least with the 4th, it's expected. So, you know, to like calm the animals down and stuff. But when it's like randomly happening weeks and months in advance, you don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it. By the way, since we're on the topic of, I guess, too early or too late with certain things, I saw a house with Christmas lights
on. Geez.
Christmas lights on. I saw a house.
Were they colorful Christmas lights or the white ones?
Because
I think you leave white lights up on trees and stuff outside year round. That's sort of a different thing.
No, they were house lights and they were colorful lights and they were fully on.
Maybe one of my neighbors still has lights up too. But they're like solar powered, I'm assuming. So they're not like actively like plugging them in or turning them on every night. They just turn on.
Yeah, but they still have a switch where you can turn them off and on and you can put it to the off setting.
True.
So I don't know what's going on, but like, can we?
I'm going cool.
All right. Well, there's your big announcement. Get your Christmas decorations out.
It's
get
time.
Them up,
it's
and then
time.
Shoot off some fireworks to celebrate once you've done it.
What do you mean your tree's not up already? It's June 16th.
Seriously,
come on,
Christmas
people.
Is around the corner.
Get it
together.
She's
almost halfway done.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We've been talking about going to the dentist because, Graham, you said that you were there with your kids.
My daughter had a few cavities, and a couple they want to fill, a couple they want to keep an eye on. That wasn't really the gross part of the story. Go back and podcast the really gross part.
Or don't.
About something.
Or don't. It was so gross.
That happened as a result of that. But then we were wondering, like, and somebody, our buddy Evan and Benicia even left a talk back saying, why do they even fill cavities on baby teeth? Aren't they just going to fall out?
Mm-hmm. Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina from Pleasanton. From what my daughter's pediatric dentist said, yes, you do have to fill cavities if they have them in the baby teeth, because depending on the level of the cavity, they can actually damage the roots and the gums for the adult teeth coming in. Love you guys. Love listening. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
You too.
That clears up
a little bit.
But also, I have some buddies that are dentists, and also it depends on the level of wakeboarding boat they're trying to buy at the time, and that will let you know what kind of work they want to do in your kid's mouth.
Sense.
I think that's the biggest factor.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did you guys see Travis Kelce's tiny shorts?
Yep. No. Do I want to?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a choice?
No, you do all not. Right. So it's on our Instagram story, JV
Going
Morning
now.
Show. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were at the Stanley Cup Finals, and there is footage of them sitting together. It's a great shot of Travis, because not only is he wearing these teeny tiny red shorts, but he's manspreading, so his legs are wide open.
Does he work at a Chick-fil-A? What is he wearing?
I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know. A lot of people in the comments are like, those shorts were a horrible idea, but a lot of other people are thirsting
really
for him.
They like them.
They said, yeah, Travis in tiny shorts manspreading is a vibe, is what they said. Do you guys have any thoughts?
These are like a gamble, because they're too short to where you can
things
move
could be
the
like
wrong
falling
way
out of them.
Yeah.
I can't tell how short they are, and I need to see him standing up in them, because as a guy, if, and it, this probably is true for you too, ladies, like your shorts are a normal length when you're out, when you're walking around, and then you sit down and then they scrunch up a bit and you're like, whoa, these shorts got really short in a hurry. That happens.
It does happen, but I think you have to like plan ahead, and if you know that your shorts are going to turn into coochie cutters when you sit down, you can maybe wear longer ones.
And also the man spreading or whatever, you ladies can't identify this because you don't have the apparatus that we've got there.
Right.
There, that's your option for sitting.
Like, that's it?
Well, scrunching your legs together, holding your legs together is not comfortable. What do you want him to be crossing?
Cross your legs.
You want him to be sitting at a game, crossing his legs in short shorts?
That is how some men sit.
Well, so that's not very comfortable either.
Or wear them just a tiny bit longer. Because...
Yeah, but that's the thing. They probably are the right look standing up. But then when you sit down...
This is a bad shot. Well, if you want to go see this crotch shot of Travis Kelce, JV Morning Show.
Like, I sat down in my swim trunks yesterday at the edge of the pool, and I was like, whoa, I got to make sure nothing's falling out here. But then when you're walking around, they're
normal length.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, honestly, so I'm looking at a video of him walking. They're above the knee, but they don't look that short.
That's what I'm saying.
So I think it's just the way he's sitting.
Okay, yeah, they are normal shorts.
Like, do you think...
Well, what an unfortunate view.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, whoever the camera person is zooming in on an angle that really nobody in an arena like that should be getting, you know?
That's
hilarious.
Nobody's
facing you. Everyone's facing the action.
Right.
They're not turning around facing your crotch.
Really quick, just on Taylor and Travis. I read that Taylor's really looking forward to this upcoming NFL season because for once... She can solely focus on Travis Kelce and his games and support him because the tour's over. She doesn't have any other scheduling conflicts as of now. So she's not going to be having to like fly back and forth and out of the country, back into the country to make it for his game. She's going to be there at as many games as possible, home and away.
Wow.
Is what I've read. So we're going to be sick of her again, I think.
I think it'll be less this time. I think people are kind of maybe past it a little bit. But I don't know.
I think the NFL, I think they've been making a conscious effort to not show her as much, too.
Initially, they cut to her dating after every play.
Yeah.
And it was like, why do I need to see her reaction to this?
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, lizard alert. We talked about this last week. Hikers at Joseph D. Grant Park in Santa Clara County spotted a large black and white tegu lizard out in the wild. They're not native. And they're not native species here. They can grow to as big as 5 feet in length. This one was not 5 feet, but maybe 3 feet. It was a big lizard. Park officials said that the lizards like to eat small creatures and eggs and that they're not a threat to attacking humans. Although in that same statement, they said if you run into this lizard in the park, do you guys remember this? They said you should back away slowly and then report its location immediately, which seemed like a bit of mixed messaging. Well, here's your big update. The tegu lizard has been caught. Santa Clara County Parks official said on social media that maintenance staff and park rangers, it was spotted on the, I guess there's a dam in Grant Lake, in Joseph D. Grant County Park. It was right there in that area. They got it and captured it, safely transported it to a county animal shelter. There, they're going to hold it pending adoption should no rightful owner come forward to claim it. Like, oh my God, I totally left my lizard at Joseph D. Grant Park and I couldn't find him anywhere. That's him. Come back and get him. Otherwise, they're going to have him up for adoption. Hopefully, somebody will be able to find him a new home.
That's so sad.
If you're in the market for a
lizard that can grow up to 5 feet, no thanks.
White Argentinian tegu lizard.
Aww.
There's one in Santa Clara County.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're probably so friendly.
Then go adopt it, Jess.
Yeah, go get it.
That's all you.
That thing will swallow your cat in one bite.
Whoa, can we say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So what is it of Argentinian...
Black and white...
Tegu
lizard that was on the loose at a Santa Clara County park. It has been captured.
Yes.
Hey, guys, just a quick PSA on the lizard situation. That lizard was totally probably abandoned there. The owners didn't think that it could get that big, couldn't handle it anymore, and they did that. And on top of that, you would have to compare the situation to the fact that people do that with dogs and cats and other pets all the time. I read about dogs tied to fences with
no water or food all the time, and there's no room in the shelters.
That is the saddest thing.
Yeah, couple things. I thought everyone knew I was joking when I said somebody accidentally left their lizard at the park.
Yeah, clearly.
Somebody abandoned the lizard there. And but it is looking for a new home. If you're looking to adopt a very large lizard, it can get up to 5 feet long. I think this one's still looking for a home. But yeah, people abandon do that to dogs all the time.
God.
It's one of the most heartless, just awful things you can ever do. We lived at the end of a very rural country road growing up, and people would drive their dogs out there.
No.
And let them go.
And just leave them?
Yep. And sometimes they'd be tied up to a fence or something. You call animal control. But a lot of times they just let them go. Like, go live in the wild.
Oh my God.
Then they end up killing our sheep.
Oh, my God. The story gets worse.
It was. I mean, people would let their, like, some dogs that were kind of vicious, they couldn't keep them out, you know, couldn't keep them anymore. And instead of, you know, whatever they were supposed to do with them, they would let him go at the end of our road.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's how I lost Smokey, the sheep.
Oh, my God.
That was the one that we raised in the house.
Yeah. Smokey thought she was a dog.
Yep. It was tragic. I think I'm going to cry.
This is so sad. Oh,
well,
my God.
But don't have a heart. People, yes, don't abandon your pets at the end of a road,
right,
or tie them to a fence post.
And adopt a lizard.
Adopt a very large lizard.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and approved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I rarely eat. Like, I don't know how some of you wake up and first thing you want to do is eat it.
Hmm.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Can't
you eat
do
it other times of the day?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Wow. Well, I guess, yeah, sometimes. Once in a while.
Interesting.
Once in a while.
All right. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. I thought that was something your man was. Never mind.
Think about
what that bleeped out word could be.
Mind your business.
Leave your guess.
You don't know
on
what I'm eating.
The talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. If you've never left a talkback before, it's incredibly simple. You're just streaming Wild 94.9, and there's a microphone button there, and it'll say, hey, okay, we're about to start recording, and then you record your message. In this case, it'll be your guess for the game, and then your name and your city, because we want to shout you out, and then you just hit send, and it comes right here to the studio to us. So play along.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we will give you a JV Show Chug Mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is. I rarely eat. Like, I don't know how some of you wake up and first thing you want to do is eat it.
Mm-mm-mm. You get used to it.
You brush your teeth first?
After. Or before and after.
Both?
Sometimes.
I think before and after in this case.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. All right, let's go to your guesses.
My name is Julian Chavez from Hollister. And I think the bleeped out word is cereal.
Cereal.
Very popular guest this morning. Are you guys cereal eaters?
You know, I'm actually not.
What? I eat cereal like at any time of the day, really.
Really?
As long as I'm craving it, it could be 7 p.m.
I don't even remember the last time I had a bowl of cereal.
Well, and explain why you're one of these people. I don't like cheese on my burgers because the cheese is too melty. And the thing, what is the milk too milky or what? Like, what's your reasoning?
Honestly, it's just too milky.
Oh, God. I knew it was going to be something. Stop.
And I hate that it doesn't stay the same temperature. Like,
what do you mean?
You know what I mean?
Don't leave it sitting out for an hour.
No,
that's gross.
But you know when you first pour it, it's like the perfect amount of coldness.
Uh-huh.
But then even like 5 minutes later, it's just not. It's not
well,
as cold.
It should be gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you got to eat that fast.
I guess.
Yo, Jacob from the South Bay here. My guess is pizza. I think I used to like to get up and eat pizza when I was young. Later.
Some morning pizza?
Where are you guys with that? I will crush morning pizza. Absolutely destroy it.
First thing
I wake up, I could eat pizza.
I'm not doing morning pizza.
Maybe not as soon as I wake up, but I could do morning pizza.
Oh, love leftover pizza. I would crush some leftover pizza right now. I'm starving.
Love leftover pizza. Not in the morning.
Wow.
Am I really picky?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are.
Morning, guys. TJ at Livermore is the bleeped out word grapefruit. I'm right with you, Selena. I can't even touch that stuff. It's gross. All right, bye.
Grapefruit.
Are you with that? You don't like grapefruit?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
What are you, five?
What do you eat?
I would eat a grapefruit every single day if there was one available. Grapefruit's
really
delicious.
I don't know if I like grapefruit or not.
I don't think you do.
What do you mean?
I don't think I do either.
I don't know if you like it or not. Have you ever tried it?
I think.
What do you think?
I mean, like, I don't like grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit juice is delicious.
Yes. Well, then I guess I don't like grapefruit since
it's
I don't like
it. It's pretty similar.
Well, then I think I'm out.
If you don't like orange juice, you probably don't like oranges. You know? It's in the same vein.
Got you. All right, continue to leave your guesses. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on the talk back on the iHeart app. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we are going to send you a chuggy muggy. If you missed today's clip, here it is. I rarely eat. Like, I don't know how some of you wake up and first thing you want to do is eat it.
Sickos.
You're sick. And now to your talkbacks.
Hey, 94.9. My name is Christina, and I think the bleeped out word is, oddly enough, croissants. Okay, have a good day.
That's so random.
That's a random guess, but to let croissant. You know, Selena is a croissant destroyer. I've seen her destroy a few that have come through the office.
Croissant. Yeah,
she likes those.
Morning, JV Show. This is Ricky from Hercules. Is the bleeped out word oatmeal? Have a great day.
Oatmeal!
Very popular guest this morning. Are you guys morning oatmeal eaters?
Yep.
You are?
Yeah. Overnight oats, oh my God.
It's like I can eat it sometimes. It's never like my first choice.
Yeah, but if somebody puts a bowl down in front of me, I'm housing it.
Yeah, me too.
Good morning, JV family. This is Luis from Houston. I am going to say that the bleep out word is going to be hash browns. Have a great day, everybody.
Great guess.
Love hash browns.
Really?
Love hash browns.
Now, what do you put on them?
Ketchup.
Okay. All right, eating them.
What else do you do?
Well, you're eating them the correct way, and we've learned you're very picky about mixing foods together and things like that. I was just curious if you do that or not.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Sandy from Gilroy. I think the bleeped out word is breakfast. Thank you.
All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped. I rarely eat breakfast. Like, I don't know how some of you wake up and first thing you want to do is eat it.
I'm starving right when I wake up, stomach already growling.
I cannot eat first thing. I have zero appetite. Never been a big breakfast person.
You and my wife, Kate, she's the same way. She'll pace around for hours doing all kinds of other stuff. I'm like, because I think we should go eat. Do you not want, she's like, I'm not hungry. But yeah, but some of us woke up starving. So like, should we go to breakfast? She's like, no, I can't eat right now. Then what the hell are we going to do?
Because the rest of us are hungry.
We're starving over here. Yeah. Okay, so no breakfast for you. Jess, are you a morning? Could you eat at what time do you wake up?
On the weekends or?
Well, like today, what time did you wake up to get here late?
It was like 4 something.
Got it. Could you have eaten a full breakfast right then? You know, eggs, pancakes, hash browns, everything right in front of you.
Not right away, but maybe like 30 minutes after waking up or an hour. I could do a nice breakfast. Nope.
Put a fork in my hand before I even wake up. Go to work. All right, let's give some shout outs. First and foremost, Sandy and Gilroy. What's up, Sandy? What's up? JV Show number one in Gilroy. And I forgot to mention Louis in Houston left us a talk back there a minute ago. JV Show number one in Houston.
Thank you so much.
That's a big market, you guys. That's huge. A lot of people came with the correct answer this morning, so let's shout them out. Jessica and Panola had it, so did Mondo in San Jose. Emily and Vallejo. What's up, Emily? What's up? Say hi to Magazine Street for me. Bree in San Jose had it, so did Mimi in Las Vegas. JV Show number one there as well. Anquanita in Pittsburgh had it, so did Linda in Stockton. Alyssa in Fremont had the correct answer. Again, these are people that had the correct answer, but just not quite fast enough. PV in the East Bay had it, so did Yvette in Pittsburgh. Terry in Vermilion, Ohio. What's up? Nice. There's another market JV Show's been crushing now for several years. Lucia in San Francisco had it, so did our boy Nobody Special in Oakland, and Fabian in Foster City had the correct answer as well. We're going to do it again tomorrow if you had the correct answer.
Right.
And like, you're still sitting there drinking your coffee out of not a JV Show chug mug.
But yeah, you need one of these, so keep on playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Who do we have on the line this morning?
We got Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you? How was the weekend? Tell us everything.
Oh my gosh, you don't even want to know.
I do want to know. It sounds juicy now.
Hey, now, here's the juice. Really, next weekend, I'm taking 4 girls. I'm the one that took 30 kids to the Sharks game, so I'm taking 4 girls to Great Wolf Lodge. So That's the plan for next weekend. We won't talk about this weekend.
You are still crazy for taking 30 kids to a Sharks game.
Very crazy.
Good luck at Great Wolf Lodge, Kelly.
Yes, but let's win. I want to win. I got to do this.
All right, so here's how it works. It's the JV Show's Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and you'll be winning
two tickets to see Post Malone. Woo!
Here we go. Question number one. You got this, Kelly. Gnocchi is a type of pasta that is traditionally made.
Are you being serious right now?
I was waiting to see if you would correct me. I don't know how to say that.
Are you joking?
No.
Gnocchi. You've never heard of the gnocchi before?
I've seen it.
Have you ever had it?
I don't know.
Oh my God, I love gnocchi. You've never heard of gnocchi before.
I've never heard that word said out loud.
Young stuff. Yes, you have.
I swear to God, I haven't.
Jess, are you familiar with gnocchi?
I am, but continue the question, and then I'll let you know what I thought it was, what I've heard of it being. After.
All right.
Sometimes I just like whatever. Okay, good.
Kelly, here's question number one. Gnocchi is a type of pasta that is traditionally made from what?
I love pasta. Why do I not know this? Pasta can be made with a lot of things.
How have you guys never had some gnocchi?
I understand ganache, but not gnocchi. I'm thinking walnut?
Nope.
I thought they were mushrooms. I thought it was gnocchi mushrooms.
Gnocchi is traditionally made from potatoes. It's a potato pasta.
Yeah.
It's pasta made out of potatoes. And they're
mushrooms?
There's a type of mushroom that's called gnocchi.
They're like very small. Well, you could have gnocchi with mushrooms.
Hmm.
You know, there's mushrooms floating around. Right. But gnocchi's like, they're little like, they're not balls, but they're a little like dumpling shape. They're a little small. Like, oh my God, you guys never had gnocchi.
Sounds delicious.
Go to an Italian restaurant and get some next time. It's amazing.
Okay.
All right, question number two. Wembley Stadium is a massive soccer, music, and other sports venue that is located in what city? Wembley.
Wimbledon?
England?
London?
Yep.
There we go.
London. Wembley is in London. Place
Point
is huge.
For you. All right, here's question number three. When Forrest Gump was in the Army, what sport did he become incredibly good at?
I'm from Alabama. Football.
Nope. Well, that was before he went into the Army.
He played football for Alabama. You got to be kidding me.
He did play football for Alabama in the movie Forrest Gump. He joined the Army after college.
And he played table tennis, and he got like so good at it. Remember that?
Ping pong master.
I got you excited there. Oh, my God.
You did.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, question number four. Jägermeister is an herbal liqueur that is originated from what country? Jägermeister.
Germany?
Yeah. There you go. Oh, Jäger's so from close. Germany.
So but close. So far. You just needed one more.
I'm going to get so excited about Forrest Gump. Yes.
I know this one's easy.
Football. Kelly, you did not win the JV Show Yup Nope game.
Son of a mushroom gnocchi.
But don't hang up. We really enjoyed having you on. I put you on hold, okay? Do not hang up.
All right.
Just hang on there.
Graham, I can't wait until I get a talk back from that one lady that says, your questions are stupid. They're silly. Nobody should have.
Never fails.
Who would know that?
You can't win, Graham.
The talk back mic, always open. Please leave us a comment about anything we're ever talking about on the show. We love hearing from you guys.
Do we have some shout outs?
You know what we do? A couple DMs here. I got one that says, hey, Graham, your kiddo's former teacher here. I wanted to give a shout out to my daughter, Camille. For her 7th birthday today. I hope you have a great day at camp. Mama loves you so much and can't wait to celebrate you, sweet girl. That's from Miss Anid, who was both of my kids' former teacher.
Aww.
She's the sweetest. She's the best. I hope her daughter has an amazing birthday.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Great point.
Another one here. Hey, Graham, Mom here sliding into your DMs again. This time we want to wish our son Mateo a happy, happy 12th birthday, which was yesterday on Father's Day. We hope you had a great day as we celebrate you today at the water park. Nice. We love you. That's from Mom Hillary. Papa, Harry, and Olivia. P.S. Happy Father's Day to my hubby, Harry, and to you too, Graham. Thank you so much.
Woo!
And happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. I'm baby mama in your DMs to wish my partner, Victor, a happy birthday and late Father's Day. Thank you for everything that you do. We truly appreciate you and your soon-to-be both children. Love you so much from inside the womb to out, as do I. I hope you have a relaxing day and that your morning fishing session. Do you think that's... Do you think he's actually going fishing? Is that code for something else?
I hope so.
Went great and that you were able to catch some fish today. We always podcast the show, so I hope he hears this today. That's from Const, Little Sue, and Baby V. So, yes, happy birthday nice. And belated Father's Day.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Did I hear that right? Did I hear Jess say that she thought gnocchi pasta was the same thing as gnocchi mushrooms? I love this show. Happy Monday, guys.
It sounds the same.
Yes, you did hear that correctly during our trivia game. This is giving me life on this Monday morning. Jess is like, no, I'm pretty sure it's a mushroom. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Hi, Jess. It's Carla. I came on here to tell you that you're right. There is a mushroom called enoki, E-N-O-K-I, which is different from gnocchi. All right, have a good day. Bye.
So I can see how that could get a little confusing.
Yeah,
they sound the same.
They sound kind of similar.
And then with
spelling's
my
very different.
But with my mispronunciation, she probably didn't know what the heck we were talking about.
Right.
And I could have been talking about the mushroom.
You said nochi or something first. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, you said nochi,
which, oh my God.
My God, Graham, you are killing me. You're hurting my Italian heart. It is not gnocchi. It's gnocchi. Please say it correctly. Gnocchi. Thank you. This is Jenny from San Leandro. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jenny.
Jenny from San Leandro. I appreciate the talk back. Graham. I am not going to say it that way. I'm going to say gnocchi because everybody here says gnocchi. I'm not going to be able to make that switch.
But you're throwing me off. You can try. I've never heard
anyone say gnocchi or something. I don't know. Everyone says gnocchi.
But now I don't know if you're talking about pasta or mushrooms.
No, that's enoki.
Enoki.
This is not getting any better.
Oh, my God.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Justin Bieber had another showdown with paparazzi. Uh-oh. He was in Malibu late last week. He steps off his bus and he's immediately met with photographers and cameras and flashes in his face.
You don't get to talk to me today.
To
No. You don't get to ask me questions.
Why?
Because I'm not your. We're not buddies.
Just say that.
You're on private property.
No.
I'm a father. I'm a dad. And you guys are on private property in front of my car.
So we know Justin is, he's going through it, and he tried to explain to these guys that he's just setting boundaries. He wants to be able to enjoy his night.
Not dealing with cameras.
That was a lot of no's.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to deal with this. He wanted a night to just be at peace and to enjoy himself.
Happy Father's Day, Justin.
Happy Father's Day to me. Why? Because I don't know you.
Okay, so we said don't say Happy Father's Day to him. But
and you'll take this video out of context and you'll say Justin's lost his mind.
No, you just want to say Happy Father's Day to you.
So then say that then.
But you just said not to say it.
Remember, he got into it with somebody else that did something, like told him to have a good day. He's like, don't tell me to have a good day because I don't know you and you don't know about my day. And it was like weird like that. But also, so you can't say Happy Father's Day to someone that you know is a dad? Like,
right.
What? Make that make sense.
It makes zero sense.
I think he just doesn't want paparazzi to talk to him at all.
At all.
And I understand that. I think none of us would. Like, it would be obnoxious, right?
Right. Hey,
Justin Bieber, sorry.
And the paparazzi, they were like, but you're a celebrity. And he said, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm setting boundaries, not doing this anymore.
I don't know who the f*** paying you to provoke me, but I'm not the f***ing one, okay? Stop provoking me. I'm a real dad, a real husband, a real man. So don't do this to me, okay?
I'm a real man.
I'm not to be with.
That was giving Pinocchio a little bit.
I'm a real boy. I'm a real boy over here.
I am not the one.
That sounds like Mickey.
Don't mess with
whatever,
me.
Whatever. You know what we're trying to do.
Justin Bieber will forever sound like a 15-year-old angry teen.
But
right?
He is a man.
I'm a whole man.
Yeah.
Hey, get away from me.
I feel bad. He did talk more about why he lashes out in his anger and stuff like that, but we'll save that for the next trending, because Graham...
Following the largest manhunt in Minnesota state history, the man suspected of opening fire on two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses over the weekend has been captured. 57-year-old Vance Bolter allegedly impersonated a police officer, went to the homes of the lawmakers. He shot and killed Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, and then he went to the home of State Senator John Hoffman and shot and seriously injured both of them before fleeing. Authorities located a vehicle he had been using abandoned on Sunday. A police officer reported that he believed he saw Bolter running into the woods. Numerous tactical teams responded to that area. He was apprehended last night. He's going to be charged today with two counts of second-degree murder and two counts of attempted second-degree murder. The list, they say a list of about 70 names was found in writings recovered from that car, which was a fake police vehicle, by the way. So not only was he dressed in a uniform that they said any normal civilian could not distinguish between that and a real officer's uniform, he was also driving a fake police car. So it was incredibly...
Convincing,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
And they found a bunch of names written in there. Those names included other prominent state and federal lawmakers and community leaders, along with abortion rights advocates. I don't know if you guys were following this over the weekend, but just incredibly scary and gripping story. Because, again, here is somebody that you assume you can trust that's knocking on your door at your house, a police officer. And, of course, you're going to open the door for them. And then, tragedy ensues. And they had to, Minnesota, the police departments there, as this manhunt's ongoing, they had to send, as they're going door to door looking for him and looking for people that may know something, they were having to send officers in pairs, because they're like, just to let you know, do not open the door for a police officer that's solo. We are sending all our officers out in pairs. I thought that was pretty clever, quick thinking for how to, you know, differentiate between
this guy and that.
But such a scary story, but thankfully he has been caught. Right. But obviously a very tragic story.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Gnocchi.
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 Mushrooms.
Gnocchi is how you're supposed to say it. I don't know. I worked in an Italian restaurant started by this woman, Luisa, who's from Italy. And she's this, I don't know how, she was 80 at the time. And she said, have you tried my gnocchi? You have to try my gnocchi. That's how she would say
it. You have to put more emphasis on the...
She's Italian. Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm confused. Gnocchi.
It's Wild 94.9. The Bay's the number one hit music station.
You have to try my gnocchi.
Happy Monday. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Grammy, how was Father's Day?
Oh, my God, you guys. Father's Day, absolute home run. So I woke up on Sunday morning. Go back and podcast the show, because I woke up to a very gross situation on Sunday morning in one of my eyes. And that's a long story. But, again, podcast the show. Set it as a preset on the iHeartRadio app. It's easy to listen to our show there. You get the entire thing. All right. My kids woke me up early. And they said, oh, Dad, we got a surprise for you. Happy Father's Day. We got a surprise for you. And they led me downstairs blindfolded. They can't open your eyes. We will lead you. We don't want you to spoil the surprise. And on the way down the stairs, I was like, I smell breakfast. And they said, well, yeah, that's what it is. And then I opened my eyes, and there was breakfast. Aww. And they helped cook some of the breakfast with my wife, Kate, which I thought was really, really sweet. And they wanted to wake up early. They told my wife, and Kate told me later, they said, we're going to wake you, Mom, we're going to wake you up early in the morning so we can help cook breakfast for Dad. And I thought that was really sweet. So they did a nice little breakfast for me. And then there was a gift sitting there at the table for me. And I was like, oh, here we go. Because the ladies, they're going to want to hear what I got for Father's Day. Because they roast me for all my Mother's Day gifts and Kate's birthday gifts and everything. And here we go. Here is that big gift. And I opened it. And guess what was inside, you guys?
What?
You're not going to believe it. Three batteries. Pairs of socks.
Oh.
Three pairs of socks.
Like just regular white socks or?
No, they're colorful ones and they're monogrammed. They have my initials on them. So I thought that was cute.
That's kind of cute.
And that
Nerd
was cool.
Alert.
And you guys know I have strong sock game. I always wear a different pair with a different pattern or style or whatever. So I got my three pairs of socks.
Sock game strong.
Rate that gift on a 1 to 10.
Father's Day. I would give it a 10.
For Father's Day, I give it a 10.
If it was like a...
Y'all both just gave it a 10? If on Mother's Day, I gave my wife three pairs of socks, the rant that you guys would have gone on would have lasted the entire damn show.
Yeah, that one was a 2.
But I think it's really sweet that the kids, they got up and they wanted to make you breakfast. It's like, you can't deny that.
That gets was 10 the cutest on its thing, own. And my heart exploded. It was so... I loved it. And spending the morning with my family, trust me, it was fantastic. I want to personally say I am not roasting the gift. I love the gift. Also, I don't even want a gift for Father's Day. Don't get me anything. I said that on Friday or last week when we talked about it. I just don't care. It doesn't. So, like, to me, that was a perfect morning. Nice cup of coffee and breakfast with my family. That's all I wanted. Just say happy Father's Day, Dad, before they go back to complaining.
That's sweet.
And whatever else they do all day long, just terrorizing my life. I didn't need a gift. But you ladies are value a lot, you know, judge a lot of things based off the gifts.
Okay,
so I just want to go on record saying I loved the gift.
Right.
I figured you ladies would have different opinions.
Okay, fine. I'll give it like a 6.
I still give it pretty high up there, though, because you didn't plan a... Did you plan a breakfast for Mother's
Day? Socks. We're talking just the socks as a gift. What are you rating that?
You said they have your name on them?
Yeah, my initials are on them. They're monogrammed, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say 7.5.
I'm actually wearing a pair of them right now.
Can we post a picture?
Show us.
Let's see. Oh,
whoa, they're all the way up to your knees.
Well, they're, you know, they're socks.
Okay, well, my rating's going down to a 6.5 now.
What, you don't like this?
Wow. I'm kidding.
I'll let Kate know you didn't like
that. No, I think that was really sweet.
Like the socks.
No,
okay,
I like it because she took the time to obviously get them engraved.
To type GCH into the internet.
Right. Yeah.
They're not engraved. They don't.
Monogram.
My socks aren't made out of metal. these ones are cotton, I believe. Now, let's flip it around here real quick because, I am the subject of frequent gift roasting on this show. Selena, what did you get your man for Father's Day that was so fantastic?
My man, first of all, two of my sisters, we took our dad out to a Topgolf. San Jose on Saturday. So that was like his gift, and we got him a couple things.
Very cool.
I just am happy to report that there was no sewage leaking.
It didn't rain
from the ceiling this time. No, but it did smell like sewage in the parking lot.
Yes.
Did it really?
Yes.
This was at the Burlingame one?
No, it's San Jose.
Oh, the San Jose one.
But we still ate there. We trusted the kitchen and all that. And the food was delicious. And we didn't get sick. So
you glossed right over, though. You said, and we got our dad, we got him some things. What did you get?
We got him like a foot massager thing. And
he ain't never using that.
And he might not. And another like a massager thing that you put like on a seat. So it does like massage your back and your neck and stuff like that. So
his neck, his back,
his crack. So anyway, that's what we did for our dad. And then for my husband, he's like you, Graham. He does not want gifts. Like, he doesn't really care for them. He would rather go somewhere, let's do something. But I felt very pressured to, like, get him something anyways.
Uh-huh. I know that feeling.
Empty-handed. I don't know if you guys remember a couple years back, I got him, like, a arcade game. Do you guys remember that? I got him, like, the Mortal Kombat arcade game.
I don't know, but that's very cool.
Anyways, but that was a few years ago, so I got him another one, but this was like a Pac-Man one. I got him that, and then I threw in another foot massager for him, but it's really for me.
Yeah, he's not using that. You're using that.
Yeah, that's really for me. And then we went to the Alameda County Fair yesterday.
Okay, that's
and
a pretty
that's
nice.
And that's what we did as a family. Fun.
That's a pretty nice little day there. You guys have like a game room in your house? We have arcade games and like a pool table and stuff?
No, I wish.
Yeah, in your mansion?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
No, it's just like in our living room.
Oh. Still sounds fun. Yeah. I like it.
And he's got 2 now. He's building
now
up his collection.
That's what I'm saying. We can like open up an arcade or something.
Wow.
Very cool. All right. And he seemed happy. He had a great day.
He seemed happy. Yeah. But I'm like, he seemed happy. But again, he doesn't care for like the material things. And I could see that. He's like, look, I'm grateful and appreciative. But like, let's just go to the fair. Let's do this and do that. So if he doesn't open this thing soon, because I didn't have a chance to build it, we might return it. It was expensive.
What?
You have
what
to build
do you
it?
Mean?
Yeah.
You have to like put the sides up? I thought they'd put it on a dolly and dropped it off.
No.
On your front
when
porch.
I got him the Mortal Kombat one, I had to build that thing by myself and it took a long time.
Whoa.
Wait, like program it from the inside and everything? Like
you were building out the graphics?
Yeah. Yes. Installing
the graphics cards?
Yeah, I was coding and stuff.
Wow, look at you. That's pretty impressive. Okay, well, I'm glad you had a great day. That is something, let me just point out, that's something that a lot of ladies you're guilty of. You get your men gifts that you're, that's really a gift for you, aka that foot massager.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
I don't blame you.
A lot of times, guys, we get that kind of stuff. Like, is this really a gift for me? Or is this just something you wanted and it has an excuse to give it to me?
Wow. Whoa. Okay. Yes. My stepdad is not big on gifts at all. And I asked him several times, what do you want for Father's Day? What do you want for Father's Day? Didn't tell me. So we just did a lunch.
And you showed up empty-handed.
And then I gave him $60.
You're not serious, are you?
You gave him $60?
So that he can buy whatever he wants.
What is he, a 9-year-old?
No.
You give a grown man $60?
Really? I was like...
It was like in a card?
For your troubles.
You just set it on the table?
No, I gave it to him in his hand.
What can a grown man buy with $60?
You didn't even put it in a card?
You know what?
Either way, I thought
about the card, but I think I thought about it too late. But again, he's not like materialistic at all.
I think you show up empty-handed. Then you don't give him $60.
Well, I didn't give him the $60 at the lunch. I gave him to him afterwards when we were at the house already.
With like a wink, wink, like yeah, yeah, like, pay this
buy
off later.
Nice. Keep the change.
Get yourself something you nice.
How did you determine that denomination of money?
I don't know. It just, I was
like yeah,
the ATM only comes with 20s.
Yeah, he ain't worth 100, so let's not 80. No, it's doing too much. He's just, you know, a father and all. How about 60? What?
No, but I like to give my parents like cash. It's just whenever I have cash around.
Oh,
so
nice.
Okay.
You know, must be nice.
next on the JV show.
$60 and I get roasted for the gift giving. She gave her stepdad $60.
Yeah, and you can buy, if you want socks, you could buy socks.
I'm just saying.
I'm judging a little bit.
When I don't get a gift that's thoughtful or anything, you guys destroy me and you handed this guy $320 bills. And not even in a card.
But like, also, we got lunch. I paid for the lunch.
That's very nice of you.
You should have just left it at that.
Right.
Oh, okay. Should I ask him for the $60 back?
No.
Yes.
No,
at this point, I'm going to need that back. I got to pay for the tip on the bill.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I mentioned yesterday that, you know, to celebrate Father's Day, the entire family, we went out to the Alameda County Fair. It's the first weekend the fair was going on. We're like, you know what? Let's go check this thing out. It was... You know, the weather was perfect. It was hot. It was sunny. Plus, you know, the kids love all things fair.
Yep.
I tried deep fried Oreos.
No way.
And?
Really good. And I don't know if it was that and a combination of the upside down rides afterwards, but I was not feeling good last night and into this morning
I was like, those things sound so good. And then a few bites in, you're like, can I hear my arteries clogging up right
yeah,
now? I think I'm having trouble breathing.
It's just one of those things that you have to at least try. That was my first time trying it. Anyways, I didn't go on many rides. I went on, actually, I think I only went on one ride. And it was one where you are mostly upside down. And let me just paint this picture for you.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't the zipper. But there is one called the zipper there.
Yeah. Love the zipper.
Let me just paint this picture. It's a hot, sunny day. I'm wearing this, like, white tank top. It's a little low cut.
Okay.
The zoomers were zooming?
They were zooming.
Okay.
I get on this ride. And it's like a claw looking thing. So everyone's seated in a circle and you're like facing each other,
that
right?
That was scary.
Then it goes upside down. And it's not swinging kind of claw where it swings. It goes straight up upside down and then spins you as you're spinning upside down. Yes. So much fun. I'm screaming my head off. We had so much fun. The claw finally comes back down and we're like unbuckling and, you know, the harness that goes over you, it lifts up and I'm like gathering myself to get up. My man looks over at me. One of my bazoomers was completely out, hanging out.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not even joking.
Dangling out in the breeze. You didn't feel the breeze?
No, it came out when I was, you know, upside down circling up there.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm like, oh, my God. Like, who saw me like that?
That group of 12-year-old, the 12-year-old boys across on the opposite side facing you were just, like, posting that to their story.
That whole side of the ride. I mean, I was exposed to them. All the people that were not on the ride but just, like, walking by, like... behind the ride.
And they knew you were Selena from the JV show. Yeah. Leave us a talk back if you saw Selena's left bazoomer yesterday at the Alameda County Fair.
Yeah, how do you
know
it was the left one?
This might
got a mind of its own. Don't picture my bazoomers.
Leave us a talk back
if you saw it. On TikTok already and you don't even know it.
Oh my God.
You should be monitoring all social media channels.
Were you wearing a bra?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't matter. Still
didn't matter. I was still upside down dangling, spinning around. It just came out.
Flew right out.
Oh, my God.
Is that what the ride's called? The claw?
No, I don't know what it's. Oh. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
But never going on that again.
Don't ride the claw.
Don't.
Unless you're wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah, unless everything is very safely secured in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And did people see you, like, tucking it back in?
Probably. At that point, I'm not looking at anybody or making any more eye contact. I'm just, like, stuffing it back in there and head to the ground and just, just getting away as fast as possible.
For sure on TikTok already.
Stop.
Did you wait? So you did get on more rides after that?
No. That was the only one after that.
You're traumatized.
And that's how I probably ended up on a registry somewhere.
Is that going to be your photo from home?
No.
We need to get our photos from home.
There's no photo from home of that.
Yeah, let's call the fair and get some footage of this.
Yeah, we'll find it. Don't worry.
Next on the JV show, we're talking about this fake flight attendant. Stop it!
Stop. What's up at JV Morning Show?
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, a fake flight attendant.
Yeah, last week a federal jury convicted 35-year-old Tyron Alexander of Florida of wire fraud and entering into a secure area of an airport by false pretenses. I didn't know that was a real charge, but apparently it is. He posed as a flight attendant on more than 120 flights just to get a free trip from 2018 up until last year when he was busted right here.
Oh my God.
In SFO. Now, look, he used to work for American Airlines in customer service, and he realized there's a clever little loophole that he could be exploiting. Pilots, flight attendants from other airlines, they can fly for free on other airlines, and not even the airline they're working for, as a non-revenue passengers. And so I guess they must have an available seat. Must be sort of a standby situation.
Okay.
Hey, I'm a flight attendant. Anyway, I can get on this flight. And they got an extra seat. Boom. He's on it. And he's getting a free trip. They said he had all kinds of different badge numbers and
oh my God,
work history made up for all this false information made up to make it seem very legit. Ultimately, it was Spirit Airlines that busted him because he had flown on their airline 34 different flights. He really apparently enjoyed his time on Spirit, unlike everybody else.
Yeah.
Or he realized that Spirit was the easiest one to dupe in this scheme. I don't know, but more than 120 free flights. I did want to ask you guys, let's just say he was dressed up as a flight attendant and got on there and actually had to work. It sounds like he was just sitting there plain clothes and just getting a free flight. But if you did have to actually get on there and work, would you guys rather be handing out peanuts all flight, or would you rather just pay the money for your ticket and sit there and go to sleep?
Handing out peanuts.
No, I'd rather just pay the money and then take a nap.
No.
It depends on the length. I know. Part of me is like, I don't want dealing with people and people
on
planes.
Some people are difficult. Yeah, they're asking all these questions. Yeah, they need things.
Wouldn't it be kind of fun to play the part and then you're like instructing everyone, like, pull out the manual.
No, I don't want to do that.
Seat back pocket in front of you.
Right.
Keep in mind, the nearest emergency exit may be behind you. You know, like, we could all do it.
Right.
So when you first brought this story up, I thought that he was actually, like, posing as a flight attendant and, like, working the shifts to get the free flight. So it's not that.
I don't think that he was. I think he was just using a little loophole to get a free flight. Yeah, it depends on the length of the flight. Well, it depends on the cost of the flight.
Right.
Like, if you're flying somewhere expensive, sure, sign me up. I'll pass out peanuts for a few hours to get that flight for free. But if it's a flight from here to Vegas, I want to sleep.
I'm paying just to take a nap.
Have a drink. I want to have a drink with everybody else.
I mean, maybe you can still have a drink in the back if you're working. Yeah, do they do that?
Of course they do.
They're not supposed but yeah, they hit the mini bottles back there, I'm sure.
I think they do.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the thing that restaurant owners are just like completely fed up with.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling maybe, Selena, this might be something that you've done in the past. Sorry.
Why?
Probably. But
why me?
So this is when people book reservations for a large group and then they show up and they either have a smaller amount of people there, or they've exceeded the number of people there without warning.
It's usually going it's usually going larger.
Right.
Because you're like, nah, I don't want to call back. We have a group of eight. It's not going to be a big deal if nine of us are there. They'll find an extra chair. It's the same table. And you like try to rationalize it that way.
But I almost think showing up with more people is even more annoying for
the
restaurant than showing up with less. But there's one restaurant that got so fed up with it that was like, you know what we're going to do is we're going to add on a $17 fee
to any party that shows up with the wrong amount of people. And this is per person. So if you book a party of eight and only six show up, well, guess what? You're going to be paying an extra $34. Like, that's going to be added onto your bill.
Even if it's less, that doesn't seem fair. Like, what if so-and-so decided not to come last minute?
But also, if it's more, why would that... That shouldn't be a thing either. They're spending money at your restaurant.
Right, but if it's less, they're like, you...
I kind of understand.
Yeah, they're like, you have a phone with you 24-7. If you're able to make a reservation, you're able to then call us back and change it and give us the right number.
Because it's occupying seats that other paying customers could have made a reservation for.
So, are you here for this? Do you agree with this added on charge?
No, I'm not. I don't like extra charges, so no.
I mean, there's plenty of places that still, when you make an appointment, whether it be at the vet or something, you know, I don't know. We've all encountered this where you missed an appointment and you still get charged for it.
Right.
That happens at other businesses, so this is sort of that same.
Yeah, but I just feel like it's coming down to the number of people in your party. Sometimes it is like up in the air.
So if you, let's say, book a reservation for seven people, it's you and all your friends, and one of them decides not to show up, but you know that there's this extra charge, are you making that person pay? Like Venmo you the $17 because they're the ones that aren't showing up?
No, I'm too.
They're just covering it?
Yeah.
$17, though, that adds up quick.
I don't want to go hitting them up. Hey,
Can you send me $17?
I know you canceled last minute because you had that funeral to go to unexpectedly.
Right, you had that medical emergency.
But could you give me that $17? I'm going to need that.
That's not going to go over
for
well.
Your spot
right.
at brunch.
Anybody. Yeah.
And then I already hate calling to reserve anyways. And then calling again to be like, hey, sorry, one person's not going to show up. And then calling again, sorry, they're going to show up after all.
I haven't made a reservation over the phone at a restaurant in a long time. It's all online.
Yeah, I do it online.
Yeah. I haven't talked to an actual host or hostess in a long time.
Sometimes it's faster to just give them a call.
Probably, but
with.
For probably the same is, reason but... you just said, I don't like calling and talking to people.
Yeah.
Do it online.
If I can do anything online, I'm doing that over talking to a human being.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So one of the jurors in the Diddy trial was just dismissed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, juror number six was let go this morning after...
Juror number six.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what was going on with this person. So he was let go after arguments about where he... lives. So I guess on Friday, the judge brought up how at different times this juror would say that he lives in the Bronx, but then other times he would say that he lives in New Jersey. So the judge was like, okay, we have alternate jurors for a reason. Why are we hanging on to this one person when there's so many unknowns? We ain't got time for that. By the way, getting rid of this guy was highly debated in the courtroom because Diddy's team didn't want them getting rid of one of the few black jurors that there is, but fast forward to this morning, he gone and they brought in a new juror, number six.
And you said before that this jury is not being sequestered during this trial, right?
It is not.
So they are going home, wherever home for juror number six is, but they are traveling home at the end
every
of each
day.
Which is pretty surprising given the high profile nature of this case. I thought for sure they'd be sequestered.
Yep, but that is not the case here. And it's kind of weird. Like, you're bringing in a new juror number six. That person's already missed so much testimony.
You have to catch them up on everything.
No, you don't. Alternate jurors are sitting right there in
the
jury box.
I was just testing Jess.
They've been present for everything that... Yeah.
And
how
did you not know that, Jess?
Right. Seriously. Like, there's no catching up to do, actually.
Yeah. But also, in everyone's never-ending quest to get out of jury duty, could you imagine you are finally selected for a jury, but then you are an alternate juror? So, and let's just say you never get bumped up to the big leagues there and you just sit as an alternate the entire time. So not only did you get stuck doing jury duty, which, by the way, I think everyone should do. If you get jury duty, don't try to get out of it. It's actually pretty fascinating to be a part of, and it's your civic duty. But then you don't even get any say at the end of it. You're like, oh, but I think they're guilty.
Mm-mm. Yeah, shut
up. Sit down. You're an alternate.
Didn't make the cut.
You don't get a say in this.
But it is kind of juicy. Like, you're hearing all the tea. You know, you're sitting back.
Yeah, I would sign up for this.
Rather be one of the ones that ultimately, if you are devoting your time to this, wouldn't you want to then weigh in on what you've been paying attention to for the past? And in this case, this is going to be several weeks.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yep, yeah. You're right. A couple more things on Justin Bieber. If you missed it, we talked about Bieber in the last trending. He had another showdown with paparazzi. You can go back and podcast that part of the show. But also, over the weekend, Justin shared a text message exchange with him and some mystery friend. Did you guys see this at all?
No.
He posted a text message exchange between him and a mystery friend that Justin, at the end of these text messages, he just cuts the guy off. Apparently, Justin lashed out at this guy at some point, and when the friend said he's not used to people lashing out at him, Justin said that his anger comes from pain and that he's not going to suppress his emotions for anybody, and that conflict is just part of friendships, and if you don't like my anger, you don't like me. So basically, Justin ends up cutting this person off because that person wasn't going to put up with his outburst.
Good for them.
So Justin said, the friendship is officially over. I will never accept a man calling my anger lashing out. Then Justin calls him a P word a couple of times and then was like, blocked. You're now blocked.
Oh. Everything about this, dude. I don't know. Maybe your guys' relationships with your friends are different, but I don't sit there and fight with any of my friends.
I don't either.
That's the reason we're friends.
And I agree that your anger obviously comes from some type of pain. It's a response to something, but that doesn't give you that doesn't give you the right to lash out and take that out on other people.
He needs help.
He does. This morning, he posted on his story, people keep telling me to heal. I know I'm broken. I know I have anger issues. I tried to do the work my whole life to be like the people who told me I needed to be fixed like them. And it just keeps making me more tired and more angry.
Well,
is what he
first
posted.
Step of the problem is aware that you have the problem, I guess.
Oh, he's aware.
How much, look, we don't know. We're not behind closed doors. But how much actual parenting do you think Justin Bieber does? That's what I always wonder. Like, here's somebody that does not have to, they don't have to go clock in for work every day. And they could be an attentive full-time dad. I don't know.
I don't know.
But what do you, it's not the vibe I get as like, when he's posting videos of him like pretty messed up on some substances, it appears, and riding dirt bikes with his buddies or whatever. Like, do you think he's an attentive dad that he's there? Because like, he's got the means and the free time.
I don't get that vibe from him. I think the most he does is when
I'm a real dad.
Is when Haley's like, hold this, and like hands on the baby for 5 minutes, and then she comes back and takes the baby.
And the nanny's already
and
holding
even,
the baby.
Yeah, and even then I feel like Haley probably is kind of like, I got it. Like,
please
you
stay
do,
away.
You do what you want to do. You know, go ride your bike, do whatever. And
it's sad. He's going to look back and if, again, we don't know.
This yeah, we don't
just,
know.
We're just
maybe he's a great dad.
Theorizing. Maybe he is. But if he's not, you know, like, heavily involved, you're just gonna look back one day and wish that he was.
Right. Like, I think if
he had the opportunity,
if he's a little too focused on how a friend is texting him,
I'm a real friend,
you know, like he's
that's Mickey's. You have to go back and please podcast when we're talking about him lashing out at paparazzi. Please
he went
go back.
Full Pinocchio.
Graham.
All right. Unfortunately, JV Show 2025 Dead Whale Alive Tracking News Desk has been working around the clock this season because more and more whales continue to wash up here in the Bay Area. Scientists continued to just be baffled by this. Last year, there were very low numbers of gray whales that were even spotted swimming around in the bay. And this year, there have been dozens. So we, along with all the whales washing up, we've also had a lot of alive whales swimming around in the bay, which is rather unusual. The Marine Mammal Center has confirmed that there have now been 21
whales here.
Last week, and I can't remember what day we talked about this, we were at 18, but we had a couple wash up in Richmond.
It's happening fast.
Thursday and over the weekend, the numbers don't seem to be slowing down. If you're scoring at home so far, which I think you are, so far we've had 18 gray whales, 2 unidentified baleen whales, and 1 minke whale, that have died in the greater San Francisco Bay Area region. 6 of the gray whale deaths determined to be probable for a ship strike.
Oh, that's my so God.
Sad. Yeah.
Wow.
Any JV show predictions on where the number stops? Because it's just every day.
Go ahead, Jess.
Couple more.
I want it to stop now.
It's not.
Okay, I'm going to say 22.
Oh, my God. Why would you wish that?
More? Well, yeah, she's just
not
out
wishing
here.
It. No.
You hear that, Marine Mammal Center?
She's manifesting it, you guys. No! That's all Jess. Yep. It's on the JV show.
Yep.
All right, next, let's talk about our photos from home.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Photos from home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My picture, I told you guys earlier, I went to Topgolf with Dad. So this is a group picture. It's me.
It's also on Wild 94.9's
Wild 94.9's Instagram as well. So it's me, 2 of my sisters. I got my nephews there. I got my kids. My husband and dad is right there in the middle. You guys, I was doing so good. Like, I was really actually hitting the ball. Yes.
But were you, though?
Yes. Like, I shocked myself.
But, like, you were hitting the targets and stuff and getting points? Or, like, you were just that the ball was going?
I was happy that it was going. But it was going high and far.
Okay.
I was very proud. Hey, you guys, why do you have to be so negative about
it? Did you get it?
This was a big thing for me. The ball actually took off, and I was very proud of that.
Was it caught on video?
No, nobody recorded me.
Oh, interesting. All those phones and nobody captured one. Nobody captured
this
one.
This is a cute picture.
It's like,
though.
I got pictures and videos of everybody else and nobody took a single one of me. But it's
wait,
fine.
Wait, that's so sad.
But it's fine. Anyway, so yeah, that's my group outing.
Your dad looks happy. This is a great picture. I'm sure he had a great day. Are you feel like you got the golf bug now? Because like once you start hitting the ball, it's like, oh my God, I can't wait to get back out there and play.
No, not like actual golf, just Top golf.
Fine.
Top golf.
Drinking and food. Yeah. Mine is a picture. This is from Father's Day because I got to spend Father's Day as any dad would at their daughter's dance recital, which is exactly what you want to do on Father's Day. And this is my daughter, Quinn. She had her dance performance. Shout out to the dance house in Napa. They put on this huge dance show. They put on a bunch of them. Ours was on Sunday morning. So this is her right after the show. She did a great job in the performance. It was a very proud dad moment. I think I fogged up a little bit in the crowd. You know, just the eyes got a little misty.
And you gave her those flowers that she's holding?
And we did. We gave her some flowers. We hid them and had to hide them in the trunk of the car so she didn't know that she was going to be getting them after the show. And she was very surprised at the end.
How cute.
And is she taking care of them? The flowers, they're in water and stuff.
They're in a vase.
Is she
going to
be devastated when they die 2 days after?
No, she doesn't. I'm sure
she's forgotten about them already.
Forgotten about them.
And then mine is a picture of my cat.
What?
Zoomies. Action shot, you guys.
Is it it's trying to escape, huh?
I let her out and she was just zooming around, like running. And so I caught this action shot and look at her hair in the wind. And she is like fully in the air.
It's a great action shot, but Selena, you and I both know this thing is looking for the nearest exit.
She's trying to get out of there. She's trying to get away from you. Finally let her out of that. She's like, that apartment of yours.
My owner is so boring. I just got to get out of here.
No, she's so spoiled. She would be kind of dumb to
leave. Do you let her outside often?
I let her out in my balcony. And then when I take her to my mom's house, I let her out there as well.
Let her roam free.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't worry that she's like never going to come back?
Yeah, she's going to climb the fence and be like, see ya.
No, usually I make sure she's like not going anywhere, but she loves to like when she goes outside, just like basically roll around in the dirt and everything. So her fur is so white that once she like goes back into the house, it's fully gray.
Don't you feel bad that like, look, this cat's outside living its best life. It wants to be outside, like you said, rolling around in the dirt, and then you drag it back into your apartment inside. And coop it up.
No, because eventually she gets tired of the outside and she goes back inside.
And then make it watch you paint.
For hours. Like,
this is not what I signed up for. I want to be outside living life.
She is spoiled. She has plenty of toys and food and snacks and everything she could ever ask for indoors.
Except what about freedom? Outdoors. Yeah, except freedom in the outdoors is the one thing she's asking for and doesn't get.
She gets it every now and then.
Check out all of those photos. JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.